And joining us now in studio from the city of Northfield, we have the Environmental Quality Commission Chair, Michael
Bovancha.
Michael Bovancha. Thank you. Good morning, Michael.
Thank you for having me here today, Logan.
And we have Assistant to the City Administrator, Reese Kareem. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so you're the two, we have the staff member related to the EQC, and we have the chair of the Environmental Quality Commission from Northfield. Tell us a little bit about what is the EQC and kind of what's your goal and who's part of it.
The Environmental Quality Commission consists of 7 members, which are appointed by the mayor and then approved by the city council. And then we also do have 2 student commissioners that serve on the EQC as well. The EQC also advises on matters concerning the quality and our environmental quality and natural resources. And they give their feedback and advice to the city council. And they also assist with some of the implementation of the Climate Action Plan, EQC members, past commissioners, and just overall advisory groups that have been related to the EQC really had a strong hand in the creation of the Climate Action Plan. So there's still synergy there when it comes to the EQC. I would say they are the main commission in the city that really help push for the Climate Action Plan and the initiatives. So, and I'll have Commissioner Provancha, who's also our chair of the EQC this year, jump in on that as well.
Yes, thank you, Reese. I would have to say she's spot on. We're following the Climate Action Plan. We're looking at that and also trying to tie that into different activities that are environmentally conscious mm-hmm. in town and getting initiatives going, taking action to really put that forth and to have that in front of community members. And so that way climate is at the forefront of their minds. And so that way we're taking action in completing some of these initiatives, including a bag fee, water conservation, tree planting, as well as maybe meal planning, maybe mm-hmm. some things you wouldn't normally think of when it comes to climate.
And this group is made up of Northfield residents who apply and are on this board for how many years? Or I guess what's a term on the EQC like?
That's right, Logan. We are residents of Northfield. We are selected by the mayor and staff, and our terms are about 3 years.
Okay. Yeah. So is this... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say there are also 2 student commissioners that also serve on the mm-hmm. Environmental Quality Commission mm-hmm. who are selected through they're usually high school students. So we love having the youth on the EQC as well because mm-hmm. they always bring in fresh ideas to engage the youth in some of these activities because really it does start from the ground up. And so mm-hmm. trying to get everyone and as many people involved.
Of course, as an alumni of the Youth on Boards program, I can say it is really cool. You know, getting to have youth on so many different organizations in our city, from planning to environment to the Mayor's Youth Council. Let's see, with some of the projects, you know, Michael, you kind of touched on, you have a variety of different projects you're working on right now. What's some of the current things that the EQC has been working on maybe this month or in the last kind of year or so?
This year, we're trying to roll out the bag fee ordinance and survey the community, businesses, as well as residents to see where they're at with that. Possibly paying 5 cents for a bag when they purchase an item mm-hmm. in town to reduce some of the waste out there. Our landfills are filling up mm-hmm. and we are concerned about that. We want to take action to try to mitigate that as much as we can. Co-op here in town is already doing this as well.
Yeah.
I go there and shop there. They're wonderful and they charge 25 cents if you'd like a paper bag.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I know there might be some people wondering, you know, why is the city looking at this or why are we implementing mm-hmm. this? And it's because we have a climate action plan. The climate action plan serves as a guiding document for mm-hmm. the city so we can look at different initiatives that we can carry out, such as a plastic bag ordinance that mm-hmm. would, like Commissioner Provancha said, that would essentially try to change behavior for people. Instead of, you know, paying 5 cents per plastic bag when you're going out to grocery shop, maybe consider bringing a reusable bag with you. Mm-hmm. Because again, we are trying to cut down on the amount of plastic and waste that we are sending to the landfill.
Sure.
So if we can be more conscious about that as a community, it will only serve us better in the long run. And so, like Commissioner Provancha said, we'll be doing a lot of surveying and engagement in the community over the next several months to hopefully bring an ordinance before city council by the end of the year mm-hmm. so they can take it into consideration of implementation.
Sure.
And this, like I said, it's just one of the initiatives and ideas that's been brought forward because of the Climate Action Plan and the mm-hmm. Zero Waste Plan as well.
And so you referenced the Climate Action Plan that was implemented by the City Council a few years ago.
Yeah, it was adopted in 2019. Yeah. And a lot of people don't know that Northfield was the first city in the state of Minnesota to adopt the Climate Action Plan.
Really? That is really cool.
There's actually more cities that don't have climate action plans than do. So we are way ahead of the game in that front. And you'll see it all around the city of us going after these big goals. The school district is looking into geothermal. Mm-hmm. Carleton has been a great partner. They've also developed great green practices and sustainable practices as well. And so it really does take a community to get some of these goals that we have set out.
Yeah. Any comment you have, Michael, maybe on the Climate Action Plan and what you've seen, what the EQC does with it?
Well, I just love the Climate Action Plan in that it's a guide for commissioners that are just onboarding, you know, a couple of years ago, to be able to look at and say, oh, okay, this is what the community wants to do. This is where they want to head. And then to add certain action items in order to implement those and follow through on that.
Sure.
Climate Action Plan.
Is there any other big projects in the last year or coming up that you want to talk about that you've been working on?
Yeah. So one of the things as well is, as we talk about sustainability and what that looks like in the city, and of course for our organization as the city as an operation, we look at our facilities and making sure that we're using the energy wisely. So I think one of the exciting projects that the Environmental Quality Commission has kind of been overseeing is solar going on top of the NCRC building. It's a really big project that we've been excited for a while. We've had some delays, just various delays with Excel and other things like that, but I'm excited to say it's finally getting kicked off. So hopefully seeing by the end of the year, seeing solar being put on top of those roofs on top of the NCRC building, the Norfolk Community Resource Center, again, trying to build more sustainable practices into our city operations, like putting solar on top of our buildings, because we know that's going to reduce the amount of energy that we're using. And using grant funds, we did apply through the state to receive some grant funding to put those panels on top of the NCRC building.
Sure. And I might just go on a little tangent here, but like because I don't know if the EQC was involved in this, but it's certainly like the new ice arena that's being proposed. There's a whole bunch of energy efficiency standards compared to our current ice arena that is much older with a much older refrigerant system. I assume is another example of some of these climate action plans in work.
Yes, actually. So the reason why we're building the ice arena to be more energy efficient is because of our sustainable building policy, which we created. That policy came straight out of the Climate Action Plan for the city to have a policy that would require developers or any type of major projects that's coming through the city that has any type of city funding or TIF or any of those taxing, any of those
subsidies.
Subsidies. So it would require that developer build that building to be energy efficient based on the standards listed out in the sustainable building policy. And again, that's something that was an initiative that was laid out in the Climate Action Plan, and staff was able to finally get that up and running, I believe, in 2021. So that is the reason why. So not directly the EQC, but just because we have the Climate Action Plan, we have a guide to, you know, kind of guide us on why we're doing these projects.
Yeah. And is the city of Northfield going to be involved in the Earth Day celebration coming up this, when this will air, this coming up this Saturday? Will either of you be there, or will other kind of city programs be at that event?
Yes, you will see a lot of city staff and EQC commissioners on Earth Day. We'll be tabling at the Expo Fair from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Their commissioners will also be at the forum later on in the afternoon, beginning at 3. The mayor is moderating that panel, and we'll be having some conversation about flood mitigation as well.
Yeah. Any comment about Earth Day?
Yes, I would just add that we'll be there, and that's when the survey is going to kick off for the bag fee. And so we'd love to see people come out and let us know their thoughts and fill that out via iPad. But we'll be there to answer questions. And
are there any other programs maybe beyond Earth Day through the EQCRC that, you know, if you wanted to get involved in as just a resident of Northfield who's looking to help the environment or help sustainability, that they could get involved in with the city?
So the city has the Residential Energy Efficiency Rebate Program. Mm-hmm. So when residents carry out those energy efficiency projects in their home, depending on whether it's a heat furnace or installation, they are able to work with contractors to submit rebates to Excel.
Sure.
And then once they get their rebate from Excel, they can apply for additional funds through the city and get 50%. So let's say you do a project that was $2,000, and then you apply for some rebates from Excel. Excel sends you a check for $1,000. And then in addition, you're eligible to apply to the city as well. Submit some of that verification to the city. You'll get 50% of that $1,000, which is $500. So mm-hmm. you would have received back $1,500 of a project that was $2,000.
Sure. For certain energy kind of efficiency things, yeah.
Yes.
And that's through the Carbon Reduction Fund?
Yes. And those type of programs are funded because of the Carbon Reduction Fund.
Yeah.
And we have a new program that just launched on April 1st as well that's targeted towards business with our Climate Champion Program, mm-hmm. which works similarly to the Residential Energy Efficiency Program, but it's a little different. It's for business owners to partner up with Energy Smart. Energy Smart will come in and do an audit with that business owner, just going mm-hmm. through the operations and identifying ways that they can be more energy efficient. And if the business is able to carry out some of those upgrades, similarly apply through mm-hmm. Excel to get some rebates. And then once they get their rebate from Excel, apply through the city as well mm-hmm. for additional funds back. And then, you know, we'll recognize them at an EQC meeting for being a climate mm-hmm. champion, because we know that businesses, it definitely takes on a heavier cost for businesses to mm-hmm. go through some of these upgrades. So again, just trying to provide incentives for people to carry out some of these energy efficient upgrades.
Yeah. So it sounds like you'd search for Excel's website to learn more about this program or go to the city's website.
Yes, you can go to the city's website at norfolkmn.gov/climatechampions to learn sure. more about the Climate Champions program. And similarly, if you want to learn more about the energy efficiency rebate, also on the city website as yeah. well.
Wonderful.
If I could add, go ahead. As far as the Carbon Reduction Fund, another initiative that's been going really well with that is the partnership between the City of Northfield, the Carbon Reduction Fund, and the Rotary Climate Action Team, or yes. RCATS in town, and as well as Habitat for Humanity. They received $5,000 that they're going to use to assist low-income individuals with their mm-hmm. homes, try to winterize those
sure.
or weatherize those. So that way they're a little tighter, mm-hmm. not losing so much energy and heat and burning up gas and fossil fuels.
Yeah.
And lowering their utility bills in the process as well.
So some really great programs from the City of Northfield about energy efficiency or getting some rebates back from that. Any other major topics, projects, events beyond just Earth Day that you from the Environmental Quality Commission that you guys want to talk about?
Well, I would say that you will be seeing a lot of the environmental quality commissioners out and about in the community this mm-hmm. year, just because we got a lot of things happening, some ordinance discussions, so there'll be some surveying, a lot of programs. We mm-hmm. want to get as many residents, community members to sign up for to take advantage of some of these rebates that are available through the city, the state, and at the federal level too, while it's still here. And so we're just trying to do a lot of engagement to go ahead and just make our community members aware of the incentives that are available to them. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I think people think that being energy efficient is too costly, because there is a heavy upfront cost, but again, through some of these rebates that are available through the city, state, Excel, and all these other entities, these projects can be very affordable. Again, it's just getting people connected to the right resources. Mm-hmm. So hoping to be out in the community sharing some of that.
And some of it's behavior change, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that's part of the reason for the bag fee, or that is the reason for the bag fee, just behavior change. To think mm-hmm. a little differently, like, oh, maybe I'll just bring my own bag anyway. Mm-hmm. That way I don't have to pay this fee, and it's better for the environment.
Yeah.
In addition, I'd also have to encourage people for meal planning. Mm-hmm. Might be a little bit hard initially to do that, but sitting down on Sundays with your family, it not only saves the environment, it saves mm-hmm. money and time for your family. I'd have to say the most frustrating thing as a parent or as a husband or a spouse is, what's for dinner tonight? If you've already planned that ahead of time, you're saving yourself a lot of frustration and time, but mm-hmm. money as well. And the more you plan, the less waste you're going to end up having.
Yeah, no, and I can say, you know, I always have an Aldi bag somewhere in my car, just because you never know when you're going to need it for any store you go to. So mm-hmm. it's always helpful to have. Well, thank you both for joining us, talking about, you know, at this point we've had some nonprofits, we've had an academic institution, now we have a government institution, showing just how many environmental do-gooders in so many different areas of Northfield there are. So thank you so much for joining us. It was really great to hear from you both.
Thank you for having us.